You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
There is no offseason for Bears Talk on the Score. With Ben Johnson and a new coaching staff on board, there's a lot of key decisions to be made with the roster.
Get a center. I'm not losing sight of this. Find one who's good. The guys who are great at that, they don't leave their teams.
So keep it on the Score as we follow the top storylines of a monster offseason for the Bears. We are Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And always live on the free Odyssey app.
This segment is sponsored by Studio 41.
Remodeling your kitchen or bathroom? Studio 41 can help. Our home design showroom offers a great selection of kitchen and bath products featuring the bold look of Kohler. Visit us online at shopstudio41.com to find a showroom near you.
College basketball is gearing up. You can get in on all the action from tip-off to the final whistle at ESPN Bet Sportsbook. Right now, new ESPN Bet Sportsbook customers can bet $10 to get $100 in bonus bet and unlock 30 days of ESPN Plus. Download the app, sign up with the promo code RADIO100 to get started today. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Counseling resources available. Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with Hollywood Casino Aurora. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This Valentine's Day, shop at Helzberg and get up to 50% off select jewelry. Like a diamond pendant that says,
I'm so lucky I met you.
A stunning engagement ring to say,
let's make this day unforgettable.
Or an anniversary band to tell them,
10 years and we still got it.
Come to Helzberg this Valentine's and get up to 50% off select jewelry and engagement rings. A perfect gift designed with the love and care worthy of your story. Visit a Helzberg store or Helzberg.com.
Hey, it's David from EOC Audio, Chicagoland's leader in home audio, video, networking, automation, and more. Home automation has never been this cool or easy to use. With a single touch on any smart device, you can turn on your heat or AC and adjust your lighting before you get home. View your security cameras and check out recorded footage or check in on your pets during the day. We partner with the best brands in automation and control, Elan, C4, and Savant. Visit our lifestyle showroom in Lyle or online at EOCAudio.com. That's EOCAudio.com.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five. Yeah.
Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man. High five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Ooh. Up top, bike shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Messenthorpe, Dubois.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years.
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo.
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five.
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
If you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance your existing home, you need to do what I did and call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender. Zeke scores 780, self-employed, called to refinance his million-dollar home after getting rejected by three lenders. Zeke contacted David after hearing his ad about helping another self-employed listener who was also rejected for lack of income. David helped Zeke secure an $800,000 cash-out refinance using the 12-month average of Zeke's business bank statements. Let's review.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Virginia Hallis McCaskey, the matriarch of the Chicago Bears and daughter of George Hallis, the founder of the NFL, leaves a legacy of class, dignity, humanity, faith, family, and football. She lived by the simple adage to always do the right thing. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the Hallis McCaskey family and Bears fans around the world.
Really enjoyed our conversations the other day about Virginia McCaskey with both Jarrett Payton and Dan Pompey. A remarkable life. Mark Grody, there's a famous barnstorming tour that Red Grange and the Chicago Bears embarked on in 1925 that's credited as a big building block in the popularity of the NFL, which at the time was behind horse racing, baseball, boxing, college football,
pretty amazing,
and more. Yeah. And Virginia McCaskey, at the age of two, was on that tour, held by Red Grange in promotional photos. And so Virginia McCaskey's life...
She's a real one.
...goes from being held by Red Grange on the legendary barnstorming tour to hugging Caleb Williams. You know, it's like that's the extent of her Chicago Bears and sports society life.
Yeah,
pretty remarkable.
I was thinking about this, that she takes over in 1983, right? She becomes the, you know, it's her team.
George has died, and she's the boss.
I'm just thinking about that ride for her. A year later, in 1984, the Bears went. It's the becoming of the 85 Bears. In 84, they win that playoff game against Washington, and then the next year, all bets are off, and the Bears do what they did, 15-1, on their way to winning the Super Bowl. Like, that is fat. Like, things had to feel pretty good at that time.
I think it's going to be easy.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be easy. And the approval rating for the Bears and ownership and everything that it was.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many different anecdotes, obviously, we could talk about with Virginia. But that popped to my mind recently.
Understandably so. The funeral was this morning at St. Emily Catholic Church in Mount Prospect. She died last week at the age of 102. And in her faith, of course, the funeral today, that means the wake was last night. Mm-hmm. And this morning, Mully and Haw had a chance to discuss some of the details from the wake of Virginia McCaskey.
Roger Goodell and New York Giants owner John Mara arrived together for Virginia McCaskey's funeral in Mount Prospect, according to Sean Hammond on the Twitter feed. And so Roger Goodell is in town for Mrs. McCaskey's funeral, which is a great turnout, great gesture by the commissioner.
Yeah, I mean, important for him to be there. I think it's expected. I mean, God bless him. I'm not dissing Roger. I think that a lot of NFL people showed up. I was told by a friend that they had all sorts of beautiful, you know, bouquets from everyone.
They did.
Every team provided these things. And the one from Green Bay was in the back of the building. Like, it was all
well,
the way
I'll tell you something that's a little interesting about that. So I went to the wake last night in Des Plaines, and it was a great turnout. And the stories during the day were people had to wait 2.5 hours to get in to for the viewing. And it was, you're right about the bouquets from everybody you could imagine in the NFL community.
Yep.
And maybe I didn't notice the Packers thing was in the back, but it was nice to see all the McCaskeys, Pat and George and Brian, and then the extended families, all the grandchildren and in-laws had like favorite daughter-in-law, favorite son-in-law, favorite grandson, favorite granddaughter. It was funny. And then, so it was great to see a lot of people from the Bears organization. Went to the restroom before I left and drove home. And yes, there was a Green Bay Packer urinal
guard.
Guard.
Yes.
in the bathroom.
Yeah,
not accidental.
They
but the kind of things
somehow.
That McCaskey, yes. that George McCaskey would carry around, and certainly the ultimate tribute during his mother's viewing and wake to have people remember where they are and why they're there.
Amazing.
The matriarch of the NFL. And they were thinking about, we got to get this
Well, George McCaskey, as David hints at there, is legendary for doing that all over Chicagoland, for bringing urinal guards or urinal cakes with Packers logos. He's a fan. He's a meatball.
I love it.
He's a meatball Bears fan. And
yes.
How do we feel about Packers urinal guards at the wake of the 102-year-old matriarch of the entire NFL?
You know, the reaction is the same for
my
everybody
goodness.
Who steps up to the urinal and they look down and then they just shake their head like, oh, man, I can't believe it.
They did that.
Urinal.
Well, you hear Wayne Larrabee's voice in your head.
Oh, man, they've done it again.
I know
more arrogance.
A ton about penises today, but just imagine David Haw just peeing over that Packers urinal.
I will say, it doesn't surprise me. Like, coming from a big Irish family, like having someone do something goofy at an Irish wake in a gesture of love.
Well said.
You know, that's that's the thing that I could definitely see.
That's
happening.
That's a good point.
I feel like deaths should be an opportunity for a celebration of life. You know,
right.
I really do.
Dead.
And for instance, I thought Danny's brother Brad, that celebration of life that we went to,
great.
I was beautiful. Was wonderful. When you sit Shiva in the Jewish faith and you go over the house.
Yeah.
And
I've been to a couple. Love them.
It's a beautiful.
Yes.
I think it's actually a beautiful custom. And you sit
the food.
There, the food. Ah. And then you talk. And there's always laughing and there's conversation. It's tough to laugh at a wake.
Right.
It's tough.
Right.
But you have to.
Every single person ever walks into every single wake ever feeling a little bit awkward. Feeling a little bit nervous. Feeling a little bit shy. Not knowing what they're going to see, feel, or how they're going to greet people. So, to have a little humor at these or a little something to take the edge off, good move.
Yeah.
Bears.
I think so.
Yeah.
But it's so
what would Mike
meatball.
Brown? Mike Brown would have loved that. Mike Brown.
as long as there was tapioca pudding.
Tapioca pudding and anything Bears he would like. But that's hilarious.
That I'm surprised you didn't bring it up. Mike, the urinal cakes.
We could have. You told us we had to get off the phone, though.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
You're like, that's enough. Got a break. Got to go. We got to get the Spiegel's economics class.
Peoria Matt wonders if they tried to get the state to pay for the funeral and wonders if that was too soon.
Oh, God.
Peoria Matt is so old.
I mean, seriously.
Such an old guy.
Come on,
he's old.
You know what? Let's wrap it up, Danny. I mean, who's coming up? Where's Rami?
Yeah.
Get him in here.
You're
is it
offended?
Rami?
No, it's Zach.
Oh, Zach. Zach,
it's
get
Zach
ready
Zaidman.
To start the show here.
Yeah.
That's enough. The word's coming out of Shane's mouth today.
We could do a swap with Zach. You know, you and Zach, we could swap you.
Oh, yeah. It's worked before.
Jesus Christ, dude.
That deserved a rim shot.
What? I said it worked.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. It worked great.
I mean, I think we just said really cool stuff, actually.
Were you going there, Speed? Is that where you were going?
That's where he was going.
Of course
he
was going.
Nice.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I didn't take it. Like, we switched spots, and we're both very – I think we're both very happy.
Yeah. Zach is great at what he does. And Grody is terrific as a Bears guy.
Okay. Yeah.
It was great on the
sidelines. As long as you're okay with it.
We're all happy, yeah. But I shouldn't be?
No. I mean.
Yeah, Shane, you pointing out the awkwardness
is
only made more awkward.
I gotta go.
Yeah. I tried to end the show, Shane.
So anyway, back to something level-headed, like Packers urinal cakes.
Oh, yes, at a wake for the matriarch.
Yeah.
Thumbs up McCaskey
thumbs up
family.
George.
Yeah, thumbs up George.
Yeah, I agree.
Whomever's idea it was.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm down for that. It is Spiegs and Grody. It's on the Spiegel and Ohm Show here on 670.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference, According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.